The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Chaver Va'ad HaRabbonim Mishmeres Kohanim and Merkaz Halacha of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis HaVa'ad Halacha Center.
Nida Daf Samach Dalev. On Samach Dalev and Beis begins a new parak, Parak Tinaikas. The beginning of the parak, the Mishnah, and the first blah or two of Gemara, discussed the Halacha of Dan Besulim. It's clear in the Mishnah and the Gemara in the beginning that the original halacha, but the Raisa, is that after the Bi'ur Rishayna, if the Chasan Kala find Dam Basulim, she remains Mutter. This is not Dam Nida. This blood does not come from the Makar. It's actually a Makkah. And but the Raisa, there's no reason why she should be Aser based on the Dam Basulim they find after the Bi'ur Rishayna. In fact, if Dam was found the first few nights, or after the first few times the couple is together, they're not Aser, and we're not afraid that's Dam Nida that came out. Rather, we can assume that it's Dam Basulim, and Dam Basulim is a simple Makkah, it's not Dam Nido, and it's not a problem, they don't become Aser. And nowadays, the halacha is not like this. And the reason is because the Gemara comes out in the Maskana, Samachayim Abeis, that there's a Braisa, that Rabbi Senu, the Tanom, they got together, and Chosur V'Nimnu, they went back and they recounted, and they made a Psak, the Boil Bilas Mitzvah Parish. After the Bi'ur Rishayna, the Chasan Kala become Aser, when they find Dam Basulim. And the reason is because we're afraid that although this appears to all be Dam Basulim that we have in front of us, from the breaking of the Basulim, the Bi'ur Rishayna, there's always a concern, maybe there's some Dam Nida that happened to come out of her at the same time, and maybe there's Dam Nida mixed in. We can't be sure there's no Dam Nida here. And therefore, after the Bi'ur Rishayna, when the Chasan and Kala find Dam Basulim, they become Aser, and they begin all Dinim of Anida, Midir Abanan, because of the concern that maybe there's some Dam Nida mixed in. Now the Shiloh arises, the question arises, what if they do the Bi'ur Rishayna and they don't find Dam afterwards? If they find Dam afterwards, even though presumably it's Dam Basulim, that the Maskanas Gemara is, the later Tanom and the Amarom say, that we have to be afraid there's Dam Nida mixed in, and Chazal said that she's Aser. But what if they do the Bi'ur Rishayna and they look around afterwards and they don't find any Dam? This is common nowadays, that girls tend to get married at an older age. It used to be they got married at the age of a Naira, around the age of 12. Nowadays, by the time a girl gets married, she's typically been a Begaris for many years. And it's possible that there's no basulim left, or there's not a significant amount of basulim left, which there's nothing wrong with that. But we have the shayla now. What happens after the Bi'ur Rishayna? Do they become Aser or not become Aser? So it's actually a machlekes Rishayim. Most Rishayim seem to be of the opinion that there's a big light plug. When Chazal made the takana, that Isha becomes Aser, the Kala becomes Aser after the Bi'ur Rishayna, they did not differentiate. And even though the real concern was that maybe there's some Dam Nida mixed into the Dam Basulim, even if there's no Dam Basulim, and there's no Dam found altogether, still she becomes Aser after the Bi'ur Rishayna. Loy plug Chazal b'takanasa, they did not differentiate, the Rabban did not differentiate in their Takana, in their rabbinic decree, and therefore after the Bi'ur Rishayna, the Kala becomes Aser regardless of whether or not Dam is found. There are some Rishayna who argue, the Gais Maimon, they bring some Rishayna who hold not like this, and they say that the whole thing is Takana Rabban to begin with. If you find Dam, then she becomes Aser. However, if you don't find Dam, you don't have to be afraid that maybe there was some Dam, and you missed it, and there was some Dam mixed in, and we don't say Loy plug either, and she only becomes Aser if you find Dam. So it seems that according to most Rishayna, she becomes Aser after being Rishonim no matter what, and according to some Rishonim, only if there's Dam. How do we pass the Halacha L'maisa on this? So in Shulchan Aruch Yeridis, in Mekub Tzadi Gimel, where the din of Dam Basulim was found, the Mechaber says that after the Bi'ur Rishayna, the Kala becomes Aser, regardless of whether or not they find Dam. But the Ramah says, V'yesh Mekilim, some Rishayna Mekilim, Loi Rosh Dam, which does not say any Dam, some Rishayna Mekilim. And therefore the Ramah makes a Pshara Halacha L'maisa, which is what we do today, Halacha L'maisa in our world. He says, "V'nogu l'hakol meaning is to be mekum loy gamar bia. If did not do a full bia, rak haraba only a mixas bia, v'loy rosh adam and she did not say any dam, then the couple remains mutter. If a ball and bia mamish did a full bia, tzarich livish man he has to separate from her and start keeping the laws of anida al bishloy rosh adam even though she did not say any dam. So again, if she sees dam, certainly they become usher after the bia rishana. However, if they don't see any dam, their mom makes a compromise and their mom says." If he did a full ma'aseh bia, a bia gemura, he was successful in doing a full ma'aseh bia, she becomes also regardless of whether or not you found dam. Maybe there was some dam and you missed it. Even if there's no such concern, we apply the rule of loy plug, chazad not differentiate. After the first full bia, she becomes also. However, if all the chasim did was hara, all he did was a mixas bia, he was not successful in doing a full ma'aseh bia, and there was no dam, since hara, a partial ma'aseh bia, typically does not break the psulim, and they in reality did not see any dam, so if he only did a hara, a mitzvah, a partial ma'isabiyah, and did not find any dam, there's no reason to be concerned, and Allah is their main mutter. Eventually they'll become usr, because eventually either they'll have dam basulim, or if it turns out this kal does not have basulim, dam basulim anymore, they'll become usr when they do the first gemara bia, the first full ma'isabiyah. But for the time being, all they did was hara, all they did was a partial ma'isabiyah, and did not find any dam, she remains mutter. The Ramah says that person has to be careful, he has to try to do a full ma'isabiyah, But if he's not successful, then she'll remain mutter. Now the halacha is that usually, after an isha becomes a nido, when she becomes an aser, so before she can begin zayin neki in the 7 clean days, she has to wait till the 5th day to make a hafsek tara. This is the shita of the Ramah. It's some kuf tzad yivov, sefid alvis ha'o ashkenazim paskim. Some svardim actually go like this as well. Even though it's really a month, some kuf tzad yivov. At the earliest an isha can make a hafsek tara to begin zayin neki is on the 5th day. For example, she became a nido on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock in the morning. We count Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday afternoon before Shkia, she could do a bedika for Hefsek Tyra to ascertain and to verify that the Rias Dam, the period is over. Thursday night she would begin Zayin Nekiyim, assuming that the Hefsek Tyra bedika comes out clean. Thursday night would begin Zayin Nekiyim, and she goes to Mikla following Thursday night. By Dam Basulim, we are more Mekel, and here we say, instead of being 5 days, here we say you only have to wait till the 4th day. And Taz talks about this, it brings B'Shem the Maral Miprog, this halacha, but this is a Mekubadik halacha, accepted halacha, that by Dam Basulim, we are more Mekel, and it only has to be 4 days until you make the Hefsek Tyra. And after that, start Zayin Nekiyim. For example, let's say the Chasna took place on a Sunday night, and the Biri Shana took place Sunday night in the middle of the night, and that's when she became Aser, either from Dab Basulim, or from the first Biya Gemur, the first Gemara Biya that they did that night. So Sunday night, halachically, is Monday. So we have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday before Shkia, she makes the Hefsek Tyra. Thursday night, she starts Zayin Nekiyim, and goes to Mikvah the following Thursday night. Whereas if she will become a regular Nida on Sunday night in the middle of the night, we would say you have to count 5 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Friday before Shkia, make the Hefsek Tyra, and start Zayin Nekiyim on Friday night, and go to the Mikvah the following Friday night. By Kala with Dam Basulim, it's different. And we say that she can make the Hefsek Tyra on the 4th day, on Thursday before Shkia, begin Zayin Nekiyim on Thursday night, and go to the Mikvah the following Thursday night. Now, very often, on a practical basis, this halacha of 4 instead of 5 does not make a difference. Because since we're going to have 11 days over here, from when they did the Bia Rishayna, and they got either Dam Basulim or Gemara Bia, until she makes the mikvah, very often she's going to have a period during this time, she's going to bleed for a bunch of days, and then she's first going to count Zayin Nekiyim after that. Moreover, a very large percentage of our kalas, I think we could safely say that's a significant majority of our kalas nowadays, take a pill the last few weeks before the chasna to shut down the system to avoid the risk of having a chubas nido. And then after she's successful, the couple successful, the biri shayna, and now they're anyway usher for 4 plus 7 days for the next 11 days, she will usually go off the pill at that point. And from the mere drop in the hormone level in her body from going off the pill, she'll have a period 2 or 3 days later and bleed for a certain amount of days, probably an average of 5 or 6 days, give or take a little bit, since it's based on going off the pill. It might be a little different than her typical period. And then she'll first be successful in starting Zayin Nekiyim and eventually make it to the mikvah. So this halacha of 4 instead of 5 does not practically come out so much after the Biri Rishayna. Usually it does not play out. Usually they end up being asr for more than 11 days. But in principle, the halacha is that they're asr for 4 days plus Zayin Nekiyim, plus you count 7 clean days. And then after these 11 days of being asr, on the 12th night she goes to the mikvah, and then she's mutter again. There's an interesting shaila that arises that's discussed by many poskim, in more contemporary poskim. What is the halacha if the basulim are removed by a doctor, in a doctor's office, through a medical procedure? Typically the halacha is that the isha becomes asr from dam basulim by the biri shayna when the chasan goes in and he breaks the basulim, so that and he comes out with dam afterwards, actually she becomes asr. That we said that we pass in him, there's no dam, if there's a full maisabiyah, they become asr regardless. However, what if the basulim had to be removed by a doctor in a doctor's office? Sometimes this will happen because the basulim are so tight and it's as such that there's no way the chasan could do it. It's not possible for him to do it. And that's why it's necessary for the doctor to remove the basulim. Sometimes it can be for other reasons. At times it happens that the chasan kala, when they get together for the second time, after she's also for this 11 days or longer, she goes to the mikvah, they'll have dam basulim a second time. They'll break more basulim, have dam basulim again. And halacha is they become also again for 11 days, 4 plus 7. It can happen repeatedly. Sometimes it'll be happening too many times. They don't manage to get rid of all the basulim, so they'll get psak from thereof and they can go to a doctor, and he can remove, a doctor or a nurse can remove the remaining basulim, and this way they won't consistently keep on becoming asr from that basulim. So there's various reasons why it might happen that a doctor removing all or part of the basulim. So when a doctor removes the basulim in a doctor's office, does she become asr for 4 plus 7 days, so the next 11 days like a nida, because it's the kandra abanan, the dam basulim is treated like as dam nida, and makes her asr? Or do we say that it's only if it's through the chasen, breaking the basulim, ayde tashmish, ayde maisabiyah, that's how she becomes asr. But if it's removed with an instrument, the doctor removes it with a medical instrument, then she does not become asr. What's the halacha in this case? So Moshe Feinstein has a well-known tshuva about this, in Nigris Moshe, yerdei chilek alav suim pezayim. He says, Neshalti, I was asked, may echa by a person, was not able to successfully do the first ma'isabiyah. It was very closed up. Instrument, and the doctor had to open it with a medical instrument and to remove the dam basulim. And the case was over there. The doctor said, this must have been many years ago. It's printed in the first chelik of Gesmoisha on Yerodea, many, many years ago, more than half a century ago. But the concern in that case was the doctor said that if he doesn't do a Maisavir right away, it's going to close him again. And then he'll be back to square one. The doctor's going to have to open it again. It was necessary at that point, according to the doctor, for him to do the Bir Rishayna right afterwards. And the question was, did the doctor moving the Dabba Sum, does that make her usher? They have to keep Zayin Nakim, because they can wait for Zayin Nakim and for the go to the mikvah, it's going to be too late, it's going to close them again. So Moshe says, Allah says that she's mutter. The doctor opening up the Basulim and knocking out the Dabba Sum does not render her usher. Because really Dabba Sum is Be'etzem it's a makkah. And really Dam makkah does not render an Isha usher. Only Dam Nida, which comes from the Bakar, which comes from the uterus, only that's what makes her usher to her husband. And Dam makkah does not. This was a special Lakana Chazame that Dam Basulim renders her usher, and the Rishayim talk about it, the Rosh talks about it, and our Sugya and Peritonikus, basically some things, the Chuvah Zarash that talks about it. Why is it different than any other case when the lady has a Makkah, the Chazal did not turn around to make her usher Rabbanan, and in this case she did. In this case Chazal did say that they're usher. But the underlying factor, Moshe says, that lies behind all the Terutzim and all the Chalukim, is that over here Chazal concerned that B'shas to be Rishayna, if you're going to find Dam, although it all appears to be Dam Basulim, there might be some Dam Nida. Why is it? Maybe because of chimud, because of the dam chimud is involved over here. Maybe because of the excitement and anticipation on her part of being together with her husband, especially we're talking about over here the first time, maybe that caused some damnia to come out. Although it sounds far-fetched, still Chazal had this concern, and because of that they said that midr abonu are going to make her usher when you find the dam basulim, or when you do the first full maisabiyah, because maybe there's really some damnida that's mixed in, that's coming out because of dam chimud, because of the anticipation of being together with her husband, especially for the first time. However, when the basulim are knocked out by a doctor in a doctor's office, there's no reason whatsoever to think that damnida is coming out at the same time as dam basulim. And therefore, in this case, Chazal's takan did not apply. And therefore, she remains mutter, as if it was any other makkah that took place. Any other time, a lady gets a makkah and dam comes out from over there. That we know the dam is dam makkah, it's not damnida, it's coming from the makar, it's coming from the uterus. So, same way midirai says shenani, the midiraban shenani, the chazal are never matamir. They only made xera by dam basulim, which comes out of the tashmish. And Moshe says that even in the case that he does not have to do the Bir Rishayna right away, there's no concern it's going to close up if they're not together right afterwards. Still, we don't have to worry. Chazal did not make a takana. There's no reason why they can't be together. If the doctor is the one who removes the basulim, Chazal did not say that she's going to be also in this case. This applies to us nowadays, because nowadays we don't find that the doctors give this warning that the couple has to be together right after. And it's not going to close up if they're not together shortly afterwards. But the Ramosha says the halach is that the doctor is the one who removes the basulim, the couple does not become usher. It's not part of the loy plug. It's only if it happens through a maisabia and they become usher afterwards. Now there are other places come to argue. There's a tshuva from the Michas Yitzchak, the guy from Mishalayim, who's Nifter, Yotov Shem Memtes. He argues, he brings a tshuva from Ramosha and he argues in it, and he says that even if the doctor is the one who removes the basulim, she does become usher afterwards for 11 days, for 4 plus 7. Interesting to point out that one of his rais, or maybe it's the primary rai that he has from Chuvas Ma'asham, in Shilas Chuvas Ma'asham, Chilik Aleph Simon Reshud, where the Ma'asham is talking about a case that the doctor removes the basulim, and the Ma'asham says she's also, the Ma'asham is trying to figure out if we say it's 4 plus 7, or 5 plus 7, like a regular nidah, they also for 11 days or 12 days, so she goes to the mikvah, and Mechitzak brings a rai from that the Ma'asham is of the opinion that if the doctor removes the basulim, she becomes also, just like I did the Bir Rishayna, knocking out the basulim. One who looks carefully at the Ma'asham inside will see that maybe we could argue with the Raya. The Raya is very, very debatable. The Ma'asham over there was concerned if we should trust the doctor or not. When the doctor says that's all Dam Makkah, from removing the basulim, maybe we shouldn't trust him. And we say some Damnida is coming out. And he's just saying it's all the basulim, but maybe really there's some Damnida coming out at the same time. It's a question of trusting the doctor. And that the Ma'asham says we cannot trust the doctor, and she becomes also. And the question is it 4 plus 7 or is it 5 plus 7, like real full-fledged Nida? That's the little question the Ma'asham was discussing. But on the contrary, it sounds like from the Ma'asham that if we would know for sure, let's say it'd be a Yiddish doctor, from doctor, that we know for sure that all that's coming out is Dam Basulim, or in cases that we deal with nowadays, even with Gaish doctors or Freya doctors, that we know for sure that the facts are it's only Dam Basulim and there's no reason to think Dam Nida is coming out. So then it would seem for the Ma'asham that he agrees with the Psak that Ramosha later on gave, that she does not become Osir. It's only when there's a concern, a real concern, that maybe the doctor's not telling the truth and it's really Dam Nida. That's what the Ma'asham says she becomes Osir for 11 or 12 days. However, we know clearly it's all Dam Basulim, not Dam Nida. It's not part of the Kana. The Loi Plug did not take place in this case, and Shemiz Mutter, like the Psak in Mr. Moshe. And indeed, they accept the Psak in America. I don't know what goes on there, it's a struggle, but accept the Psak in America is like this tshuva from Ramosha. And therefore, in a case where a doctor or any medical professional is the one who removed the Psulim through medical equipment or however they did it, the Ish does not become Osir. They don't become Osir. Not only that, Ramosha says that when they do the Bir Rishayna afterwards, the couple, if they don't find Dam, she does not become Osir. We don't have a Loi Plug on this either, even though we said that after the first Bir Gemurah, the first full Bir a husband usually does, she becomes also as if he found Dam Basulim. There's a big leg plug on that. But here that we know the Basulim were completely removed through a doctor, so there's nothing to worry about. We know the doctor already came in. He already removed the Basulim. And now there's nothing to worry about. Even the doctor says it did not remove all the basulim, it just opened it up a little bit. Once we know a doctor intervened, they removed basulim, the couple does not become also for the next nice sabia, unless they actually find dam. If they actually find dam, it means that they knocked down more dam basulim. So of course they become also. Just like if a couple finds dam basulim the first night, she goes to the mikvah 11 days later and finds more dam basulim, she comes also a second time. So here also, the doctor removed some of the basulim, and then the couple is together and they find more dam basulim that the husband knocked out, of course they become also then. However, if when the couple is together don't find any dam basulim, she has not become also, because we can rely on the fact that the doctor already removed the basulim, and that does not make her also. Then when the couple was together, they didn't find any dam basulim, because the doctor removed it all. So again, they don't become also. This is the only case in which can happen that a couple can marry, the chosen can marry a kalos basula, and they will not become also either from dam basulim or from a gemar bia. If a doctor removed, if a doctor then removed, or if there's some medical reason like previously removed the basulim, so once the basulim are removed, they don't become also from the doctor removing the basulim. And now he does the first maisa bia, even if he does a full maisa bia, if they don't find any dam, she has not become also. There's no reason for concern, because we know the basulim are already removed by the doctor.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.